There are still 10 months, give or take, till Election Day, and a lot can happen between now and then. But unless a lot does happen, the economy is still going to be an issue. And one of the key indicators of how things are going, the unemployment rate has been falling. But commentator Robert Reich points out that's not necessarily a good thing for the president.
2 years ago, the unemployment rate was 9.9%. Now it's 8.5%. That's good news for President Obama. Voters tend to pay more attention to the direction the economy is moving than to how bad or good it is in the months before Election Day. The trend looks promising. This is until you count the number of working-age Americans who have stopped looking for work over the past 2 years because they can't find a job, and all the young people too discouraged even to start looking. You see, the Bureau of Labor Statistics counts people as unemployed only if they're looking for work. If they stop or are too discouraged even to enter the job market, they're not counted. If all these discouraged workers were included in the count, today's unemployment rate would not be 8.5%, it would be 9.5%. That's only a little bit down from the 9.9% unemployment rate 2 years ago. But the genuinely good news is the job market is improving a bit. The Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us that 200,000 new jobs were added in December. That doesn't put much of a dent in the 10 million jobs we're down since the recession began, jobs we've either lost or need to add to keep up with population growth. At this rate, we wouldn't return to our pre-recession level of employment until 2019. But hey, it's at least the right direction. Yet here's the irony. This little bit of good news is likely to raise the hopes of many people who have been too discouraged to look for jobs. Many of them will now start looking. But if they don't find a job, and let's face it, the chances are still very slim, they'll now be counted as unemployed. This means the unemployment rate is likely to edge upward in coming months, which will be bad for the president because it will look as though the employment trend is going in the wrong direction again. This is how a little bit of good economic news can mean bad news politically.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is called Aftershock: The Next Economy and America's Future.